Up to now, Pliny Almoini . So Chazal tell us, first of all, you see the Ben Ish-Chai already points out in the Sefer Eim HaMelech on Rus, the way the whole parak starts is Boyas comes to Shara here, and Mitamo Pliny Almoini shows up. Mamish right away. Boyas came to Shara here, Pliny Almoini shows up. So Lachar, if he was looking for Pliny Almoini, he should have looked for him. It wasn't like Pliny Almoini was from the Yeshve Shara Melech. If he wanted to get a hold of Pliny Almoini, so he should have gone to look for him. Kamzel Shara here, that's number one. You have to know what the Lekach is. So Kevaldik Ben Ish-Chai on this. Number two, the Torah calls him Pliny Almoini. So Pliny Almoini. There's only one mandomer in Rus Rabbah that holds that taka was his name. His name was Pliny Almoini. There is taka such an opinion in the Medrash. In the Rus Rabbah, there's a mandomer says his name is Pliny Almoini. But I'm sure I only remember from Bava Basra, Tzadi Aleph, found in Chazal, that Pliny Almoini actually had a very chashuv name. Toiv, one mandomer says he was named like Moshe Rabbeinu. Rashi seems to go like that, because Rashi says it was Nel Moshmoy. Shalei Rotzel Lohakim Shem, Nel Moshmoy. Peltika Rashi. L'chaira, where do we see Lo Rotzel Lohakim Shem? He had a problem. He had a halacha problem. His problem was that he penashkes as nachlosi. That was a problem. That was the whole problem. He had no other problems. We don't find it. By Aaron Einan, we find such a thing. We don't find that Boyaz, that when Boyaz asked Pliny Almoini to be Miyabim Rus, to take Rus, that was the issue. We don't find that. Till this Rashi. Rashi hears Mechadish, Shalei Rotzel Lachem Shem. By the way, Rashi also, you have to realize, Rashi's telling you, Ashtukul Midi Keneged Midi. Because you find many Rishoim, the names are in the Torah. By Korach, his name is in the Torah. Right? You don't find that the Torah, Dosan Vaviram are in the Torah. Pliny Almoini was not a bigger choyte than Korach and Dosan Vaviram. Whatever tain is on Pliny Almoini. The Torah says, Dosok the Rebbe Rashi. Mimnei Shalai Rotzel Lohokim Shem. The Midah Keneged Midah. He didn't want to be Moikim Shem. That's why his name is Taka not mentioned. The problem is, where do we see that? He didn't want to be making Moshe. He had a frum cheshma. True, he was an Amoritz. There's a Moritz of Briskarov. It says that they call him, he was called Pliny Almoini. Why just Pliny? Call him just Pliny. So Chazal say, Almoini show you Almoin min HaTorah. He was naked from Torah. He didn't know. He didn't know the drasha. He didn't know anything. So the Briskarov, they say over from the Briskarov, the Briskarov said, that's the Lashon Pliny Almoini. Said, the fact that he didn't know the Halacha, Bama says there was two things. There was Halacha Moshe Misinai, and there was a drosha of Almoini v'loi Almoini, Smeyavi v'loi Meyavi. It was also Halacha Moshe Misinai. So the Briskarov said like this, he said, the fact that he didn't have the Kabbalah of the Halacha Moshe Misinai, it's Chasar Yediyah. For that he was called Pliny. Pliny, Yena. Who doesn't know the drasha? Doesn't know the halacha moshe misinai. But anybody had a reich shel Torah could have darshan that. For that he's called almoini. So he was a pliny midivrei Torah and he was an almoini midivrei Torah. But the question is, how you talking that pliny almoini gave a whole different reason? Pen ashkes es nachlosi. He gave a whole different reason. Nothing to do with the rights of lachem shame. Adaraba, he wanted to be goyel the field. He had no problem being goyel the field. So this is l'chaira, a very big problem. So first, let's go to what the Ben Ish-Chai says. What's the lekach? Why does that Boyaz goes to the shara here? He's looking. Punkt. Pliny Almoini is Pliny Almoini is there. What's pshat? So he says a moir de gezach, the Ben Ish-Chai. And this you could see throughout ages. You see this, you saw it, what he says. This week's parak, it says, Kol ha'oisik b'atur l'shmo, yizoyich l'dvorim harbe. And then the Mishnah says, V'lo yoyid ol shik, kol ha'um k'day hu loy, ikoreya ov. So what's the famous kasha? The Mishnah starts, Kol ha'oisik b'atur l'shmo, zoyich l'dvorim harbe. V'lo yoyid, is not a schus. Neneminu etzav izushia, nikoreya ov. The Mishnah gives you a shopping list. So what about that whole shopping list? That's not a schus. Zoyche l'dvorim harbe. V'lo yoyid, this is not zoyche. There's a lot of different pirushim. So the Oyla may remember, years ago I said a pshat, I hold it's posh pshat Mishnah. I hold it's posh pshat. So we find two kinds of things. We find schar v'oynish, and then we find, like a Baron Zatzal said about Torah, Hevel tinoika shol eino oilu miskayim elo behevel tinoika shol beisrab. Famous Gemara in Shabbos, the Amiroyim were handling with each other. Eino oilu miskayim elo beshol hevel tinoika shol beisrab. Right? The world is standing on the mamish. So, frak them, what do you mean? V'di-di-vidi-doch. Rav Papa, v'di-di-vidi-doch. What about our Torah? That would be like, imagine in your mind, Reb Chaim Kanievsky is walking down the street together with Reb Eliashiv. They pass by a cheder. When they zok to Reb Eliashiv, ein oilu miskayim ela b'shvil the cheder. Zok to Reb Chaim to Reb Eliashiv. Didi v'didoch, what about us? What about the two of us? The world is standing on the cheder kinder. What's the medunz? The Gemara says, sure, Gemara. The Gemara says, ein edoy mehevel sheyesh b'chet, lehevel sheyem b'chet. The Tinoika shall be Sraban, they have no chet. Ain't Sadiq Borat Sasiyastav Lech. Fourth, you can have a good Lador, Epsachet. Hevel Tinoika shall be Sraban, it's Torah with no chet. So Rabaran is a kasha, Noel or Rabaran to ask such a kasha. Passes for Rabaran to ask such a kasha. Rabaran says, okay, fine. Especially, the Aleph, the Kometz Aleph or is without chet. It's true. Und Rav Papa noch alle Meises, the God Lador, the Goyen Lador, Episips Hashem, there's a Hevel Sheyesh Bechet. That's not worth more than the Kometz Aleph, oh, what Halacha? Kol Zachnes, put it in. If I go into Yeshiva Ketan or Reuven, I go into Rabbi Miski's class. Umulan, Vayoymer, and he said, Taka, without Chet. Taka, without chet. Yeah. And then you go into the Beis Medrash from Reb Chaim. Taka, Reb Chaim, there's no such thing as Hevel b'li chet. Fine. What's bigger? Kol zechnes. Put it in. You understand? Put in the chesaron of Hevel sheyesh b'li chet. It's true. So they have one edge. Rabbi Miski's class has one edge that we don't have, none of us have, because we have Hevel Sheyesh Bechet. It's true. But whose Torah is bigger? Come on. You're going to Rabbi Miski's class to ask them for brachas? Why don't Stam? How is your kasha? Rabbi doesn't ask you to me. I'm asking you a kasha. Stam, your guy's a choyle, he needs a Yeshua. You should go to the first grade class. Well, straight to Hakop, a gate with the gates of Kforum, the gates of Gdelum, the gates of Ain. The Gemara says, Yelech Eitzel Chochum, it's a Gemara, by the way. Mishi Yesh Lechelu B'Sech Beisa, Yelech Eitzel Chochum, Yivaka Shel Vach. That's what the Gemara says. Yelech Eitzel Chochum. I always told these people, when they ask me, they heard of a tzaddik, I say, go to Reb Chaim. Why Reb Chaim? I said, the Gemara doesn't say Yelech Eitzel Tzaddik. Obviously, the Gemara doesn't mean Achochum as a Rosh Hashem Shel. Oh, but the Gemara says, Yelech Eitzel Chochum. Understand? Why Yelech Eitzel Chochum? Yelech Eitzel Tinek. Yelech Eitzel Tinek. Go to first grade. Yelech Eitzel Tinek. Yivak Eitzel Vrach. No? Let's talk to the Rabbi. You had a question? What are you going to? You're going around to Gedolim? Hevel Shein Bechet. It's a Gemara. Didivid Yidach. So this is more or less a Baron's Kasha. Baron's saying Kol Zachnis. So Baron says an unbelievable idea. Rav Baron says, it's true, there's no question, that the Torah of Rav Papa is bigger, stronger, unbelievable, the Torah of Rav Papa. More than the Kometz Aleph or without Chet. He says, but there's a concept of Oilom Meskayim Ala Torah. He says, what does that mean? It's physical. It's physical. It's physiology. It's physical. That means, Rav Aaron said, like a car runs on gasoline, the world is Oimed Al HaTorah. Physical. Chas v'shom, abchayim v'aloshen ezok, the nefesh achayim. There'd be a minute that the world would be without Torah. It's over. There'd be a minute that the whole world, it wouldn't be Torah. It's finished. Right? Zokter Baron. Just like an engine has a certain type of gasoline. Yeah? So it doesn't matter that diesel fuel is $8 a gallon. Who knows what it is now? I don't even know. I have to look now what it is. I know what it was a couple hours ago. It's Meshuggah. Right? Lamais, if you put diesel into a gasoline engine, get this net. The hevel that the world runs on is hevel shein bechet. That's the hevel. The hevel that the world runs on. That's hevel shein bechet. That's that the engine of the world. Avada b'nei shalom is more mishtasheya with the Torah of Papa. Avada. Avada. But this is ein adayim. He didn't say it's gadol. The Gemara doesn't say hevel shein bechet is gadol mitayrosi shorav Papa. The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says it's ein adayim. It's a different hevel. I'm telling you what Rabbi Aaron's that's also. That's our Baron Taishit. When somebody learns Torah Lishma, right, they are being Mekayim Esoilam. The world was created for Torah, and Torah Lishma is the Shpitz Torah. That is the Shpitz Torah. That's what the world was created for. Memela kol oilam kedai uloi. That's not schar. That's fact. Kol oilam kedai uloi. That's a fact. Kol ha'olam is kedai uloi, the whole world. This is what the world was created for. So therefore, as a person who's holding up the world, is memeila nenim menuei tzivisushia. These are all. This is not the zoichel advarim harbidei bish the matan schar. This is metzias. This is the metzias. Zok the ben ishchai. The emes when a person goes to do a mitzvah Hashem. Kol ha'olam kuloi kedai uloi. The whole world should dray for you. The whole world, the Eibishter should be mahapach tzinaris for you. Nervos. We're not doing it only with Shema. The Shpitz Mitzvah. If somebody is doing a Shpitz Mitzvah and they're doing it L'Shem Hashem, Hashem is it. I was once by Rav Shach Zatzal and he said that if we would be Isaac. Somebody was talking about the Olam HaYeshivas and we need more money and that was when there was a hard time with money and this. Rav Shach said, as mitzach leil and Torah Lishma, if we will learn Torah Lishma, et the siyata shmaya that mizgalgulz in the gasen. The siyata shmaya will roll in the streets. If you learn Lishma, that was the lashon he used. The siyata shmaya will roll in the streets. Right? Says the Ben Ishchai, Boyaz nu. That he was taking Rus for one reason. Yesh kan pray the Noah that the Rebbeinu Shem wants should be Maimed Malchus Beis David, should be Mekayim. He knew Memele, plenty of money is Shin Zayin Dalton. He went to Shariir. He went to get 10th Canaan. He knew it's taken care of. He says to Ben Ishchai, from here you learn, if you do something Mamish L'Shem Koina, David shall take care of it for you. If you're having difficulty at Pesigatnis, you can't do it, so you have to look into yourself. How much you look into yourself and you see, Ploini Amoni Vilchai Chzogin Rabboi says the opposite. That's what Rashi is teaching us. Rashi is teaching us, Ploini Amoni Gizok Del Maisa, Yena Maisa, this Maisa, the Olam remembers what I told you by Yosef. when Yosef was looking for his brothers, it says, Achai Anoichi Mevakesh, right? What does Rashi say? Fayim Tseyuish, anybody remember? Fayim Tseyuish, who was that? Huh? The Malach Gavriel. Malach Gavriel. Right? So I asked you a kasha, when we learned the parasha. I asked you a kasha. The Eibush sent Malach Gavriel to give Yosef HaTzadik directions? A Malach comes for shlichus. Ways. GPS. A Malach comes from Shemayim to give Yosef HaTzadik direction? So he took. All he told him. For this, Hashem doesn't send a Malach unless it's a shlichus miyuchet for a Malach. What's the pshat then? How do you understand it? Tell him he remembers the terrorists, guys. No. Nu? Rav Nochman? Gideint? I said it in Pirkei Avos. Anyway, Lamaisa, the pshat, I think, is very poshut. If you look in the Medrash on this pasuk, Nosu Mizeh, look in the Medrash Rabbah, Nosu Mizeh Umizehim Ksuvim. You hear Medrash? Nosu Mizeh Umizehim Ksuvim. That's right, you need a Gavriel. Shemati Oimim Nelchot Asayna. I heard that they said, we're going to do Dosh Shal Torah. Nosu Mizeh. What does the Medrash mean? So I want to say, Ligdo Atif Ezach. The Luchas had two nisim, right? The Luchas had two nisim. The Briskerov points out, by the Luchas it says, V'aluchas maise elikimu, V'amichtov michtav elikimu. So there's a Meritik of Briskerov. He says, what's the double lashon? V'aluchas maise elikimu. He says, the emphasis is the Luchas had two miracles. Because it went straight through, the words went, Mizeh Mizeh Ksuvim. So there were two nisim. One ness was, that if you looked at it from the other side, it looked the same. If you look at a word from the opposite side, it should look backwards. Right? But there was a Meridik in this that it looked the other way around. I remember when I was a little kid, I always wondered why the ambulance, it's always backwards on the hood. The word ambulance is backwards. I realized it's right. As you get older, you realize because it's written there not for you to read that way. It's written for you to read from your rear view mirror. It actually comes out straight. On the rearview mirror, it says ambulance, Doc. Yeah? Zok to Briskerov. But there was another ness. That the stone, Mem v'samach shebeluchas b'nei se yoimdim. It should have fallen out. The stone in the middle, the Mem, should have fallen out. Says the Briskerov, there were two nisim in the luchas. V'haluchos maise lekimu. There was a nes on the stone, Zok to Briskerov, on the stone. The nes was that the stone didn't fall out. That was a nes in the even. Faluchos maise likimu. Zok to Briskerov, then there was a second nes. Vamichtav michtav likimu. The fact that it looked the same from both sides. That was a nes in the ksav. So one nes was in the maise luchas. So you have to be Briskerov just to learn shnayim mikra v'chatargo. Faluchos maise likimu. Vamichtav michtav likimu. So now you could ask, so why did Eibush to make the ganze nes? The ganze nes, why did Eibush to make such a nes? What's the given the tachlis for them? Michta velikim, just make it. If it wouldn't have gone through and through, you wouldn't need the two nisim. The teretz is, a mensch, like the Ben Ishchai is saying, a mensch has to be durch and durch. You have to be over the Hashem. It's not enough for you to have a levush that you're doing it. Has to go through you. Has to be mizeh mizeh. The Shvatim be'emes, they paskind that Yosef is chayv misa, but Chazal say they had a negiah. They were negiah when they paskind that. Zoktem Gavriel, nosu mizeh, says the Medrash mizeh mizeh ksuvim. Ki shamati yoimim nelchot asayin, they said they can make it in Torah. The Torah nish given mizeh mizeh ksuvim. For that you need a malach. That wasn't stam GPS. That wasn't Waze. That was Vayim Tseyuish. Gavriel was able to say what was going on. What he understood the matzav. Ploini Almoini, if he really would have wanted to be making Shem, he wouldn't have been such a Alma Minatayra. he wouldn't have been such an alman min haTorah. And that's why Rashi says his emes hakrankeit was his lishma. He was a shaloi lishmonik. Memela, he was a pliny almoini. Because we asked the kasha, he talking. He gave a reason, perashchus es nachlosi, which was based on his ignorance. He was ignorant. He was amoretz. Wasn't loy rotza? No. If he was rotza, then he would have taken no. He was loy rotza. He's the loy rotza, he taka didn't know. If he was rotza, if he was lishmo, if he wanted to do taka what the Eibishter wanted from Amir, Volto Shem, he would have already gotten it. Okay, we'll stop here.